McVeigh, bouncing ball inside 50. Papley, little party trick to Towers for the finish. And they've successfully cleared the first of four hurdles standing between them and premiership glory. Essendon's season is over. The Swans by 65 points.
Yeah, it was outstanding, and Harry Cunningham is on the line. G'day, Harry.
G'day, boys. How are you doing?
Oh, mate, fantastic. Great game.
Yeah, it was. The boys really showed up on the day and played some really good footy. So that's just a start, and we'll look at it today and go again for a big game this Friday night.
We'll get to you how well you're going at the moment, but Buddy, mate, he got a bit of a cork. How is he? Will he play?
Yeah, mate, he'll be fine. It's just a cork, I think, everyone. Gets a couple of corks every now and then throughout games, and he really turned it on in that second quarter after he got that cork, and then, obviously iced up in the last quarter.
Was it surprising the last time you took on Essendon? I think it was a one-point match.
Yeah, look, we gave Essendon a lot of respect, and we knew what we needed to do to get the win, and we were able to play a finals brand of footy for the four quarters, and it held us in good stead to get the win, and they really brought the heat that first 10, 15 minutes in the first quarter, and we had to withstand that and then push back, and we were able to do that and come away with the win.
Mate, the Tigers blew Geelong away. You think they'll be seething from that performance?
Yeah, a little bit, but in saying that, they were in the game up until three-quarter time. You know, I think it was 13 points at three-quarter time, and Tigers really needed to play, like I said, four quarters of good footy to run over the top of Geelong, and we're going to need to do the same thing. Down there at the MCG on a big deck in front of a big crowd, mostly Geelong fans, we're going to need to bring that heat from the start and carry it along the four quarters.
And we talk about NRL crowds, mate, but you've got 46,000 at the record. SCG. That's a record crowd. So, yes, the MCG, it'll be double that, but great crowd at the SCG.
Yeah, absolutely. It was packed with red and white, and it was great to see. That was our last home game, our last game at the SCG, so it was great to see so many fans come down to watch that game, and we were able to put on a bit of a good performance for them.
Mate, the difference between the SCG, which is the smaller ground, the MCG, I think, is bigger, Harry. Tactically, do you have to... I mean, you play there a lot anyway, but do you play a different sort of game from SCG to MCG?
Oh, not really tactically. It just gives us a bit more space to work with, both offensively and defensively. You know, there's obviously at the SCG, it's a bit wider than normal grounds, but it's not as long. And the MCG, I suppose, a combination of both. So we see it as an advantage for us. We're able to create space and make space for each other, and then able to get our ball movement going from that. So we see it as positive for us, and we're really looking forward to going down to the MCG on Friday night.
Always a tough call, mate, picking the team for the finals, and Kurt Tippett was out, but Callum Sinclair came in and filled that role perfectly.
Yeah, look, Sinks, he's been in great form all year, and he was able to play a role for us again on the weekend and take he took about 8 or 9 marks and a couple contests and kicked a couple of goals. So he had a great game, a bloke who's played a couple of finals over at West Coast before he came over. So final footy is something that he's played before, and he was able to turn up on Saturday and play a really good game for us and, set the foundation for hopefully a deep final series.
Harry, the fact that the Bulldogs won from the bottom four last year, does that, has it been discussed that it can be done quite clearly? Does it give you more confidence knowing it can be done? You've just got to keep on winning, I guess.
Yeah, look, we haven't really discussed it. You know, we've had to just focus on the cliche of going one week at a time. You know, we weren't in a position to be able to look any further than that at the start of the season. So, and we found it's really worked for us, you know, playing sort of finals brands of footy each week before the finals. And then it's been pretty much win or die since the start of the season. So, we're confident that we've been prepared for it, and we'll go in with that confidence this Friday night again.
I just want to ask you about another couple of teams, mate. The other Sydney team, GWS, they got belted down there at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
They're at spotless. Do you expect them to bounce back?
Yeah, look, they're a quality team, and they finished in the top four for a reason. So I expect them to bounce back, and and play a good brand of footy against West Coast, especially on their home deck. So Adelaide proved a little too good for them on the weekend. But, yeah, like I said, I expect them to bounce back pretty quickly and play a good brand of footy.
And Richmond have been a great story this season. They've not really been contenders for a long, long time now. Could you see them coming? Like, is it one of those situations where their roster, they had a young roster and it's just kept improving?
Yeah, look, they have. Like you said, they've just kept improving every year. And this year they've sort of gelled it all together and playing a great brand of footy. You know, they're a high-pressure sort of team and they were able to do that on Friday night against Geelong. And I think that held them in good stead to get the win. Right from the outset, they were applying the heat, especially in the front half. And that's their brand of footy and they're playing it pretty well at the moment.
Mate, the distance... You know, knowing your club, knowing the difference between what it takes during the regular season then at finals time, that lift in intensity, does it just happen naturally, Harry, at the Swans, that, you know, it's finals time, it's our time of year?
Yeah, look, yeah, I've been lucky enough to be an assistant for six years now and have played in a few finals and the Swans are all about success and love playing a finals brand of footy and we want to play finals brand of footy every week, so... the leaders are great in, you know, setting the example and leading by example in bringing that intensity and kicking it up a couple of gears one final start. I know Dan Hannabury, Josh Kennedy and Luke Parker all had great games on the weekend because they thrive on the pressure and love playing big games in finals. And, you know, you just sort of jump on the back of those guys and they always lead from the front, so it's great to be able to have great leaders like that who want success and, like I said, lead from the front.
Yeah, we'd love you to keep rolling, mate. Harry, thanks for your time and good luck at the G.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.